Hey there, it's Patrick with another Mindfulness Minute here on the Self Control Podcast to remind you and me to stay mindful as we go through our day. So it's been a little while since I posted an episode. I appreciate you staying tuned on the feed and checking this one out. And I think that's where I'm going to start. As a creator, there is that need to keep creating. And quite often we can fall into a funk. We can fall into a rut. We can feel a little bit perhaps depressed or unaccomplished when we aren't creating. Now, you may not have a project or you may not consider yourself a creative type, but we can all fall into these ruts, right? We can all fall into these moments in life when we just feel like we are not at our best. We are not producing. And it could be for any number of reasons that we begin to struggle. So I'd like to speak to you if you feel as though you aren't quite at your best as we go into this new month. You know, perhaps you're down, you're feeling down because of relationship troubles, romantic relationships, relationships within your family. Perhaps things at work are heavy, hard. There's a lot going on. You're burned out, right? Nervous system fatigue is a real thing. And right before I started, I saw a great little meme that said, just about everything works a little better if we unplug it for a few minutes, yourself included. So perhaps I could say that because I was busy in life and other aspects of life, I had to step away from the podcast for a couple of weeks. It's not necessarily a bad thing. Of course, we can envision a potential where we were doing everything, right? Where I could fulfill all my responsibilities and keep going on the podcast. But let me just say that it is right there that I prolong or I increase my own misery. When we are in this state of feeling down, not producing as much as we're used to, not bringing our full self to bear, frankly, we just aren't at our best or we aren't where we would like to be. However you want to phrase it, you know what I'm talking about. But let's realize that it is in that mindset that we make things worse when we say things should be a different way. Someone said to me once that should is a dirty word. Should is a word that we would do well to remove from our vocabulary. Things should not be any way. Things are the way that they are. So I simply want to speak to you and sympathize with you if you're feeling down, if you're feeling in a rut, if you maybe need a boost or a pick-me-up, or if you know that you are capable of more generally, but right now you're in a downdraft, you're in the trough of the wave, if you like. I hear you. And I was there just a few weeks ago. Very, very busy with my video production business. Had some things going on in different relationships in my life that were taking a bit of a toll on me energy-wise. Couldn't bring myself to keep the podcast going. And for a few days, I was beating myself up. Wow, okay, great. Now, we're not going to do the podcast anymore? How are you ever going to get this thing to a point where you're making money? How are you ever going to build that community, build that audience you're always talking about? Let me tell you that the first step that I had to take was remember that I cannot change the future. I cannot change the past. I need to shift into a place of acceptance, first and foremost. Now, acceptance, the Latin root word, accipere, with apologies to Latin scholars for that pronunciation, accipere, acceptance, take it to oneself, take it upon oneself, right? So often we get to these places, these times in our life where we're struggling. We're down. We're not feeling at our best. And there is that immediate urge to say, I need to change. Things don't have to be this way. I can't be this way. I got to just get going here. There needs to be a moment where we are grateful for the fact that we are even alive, for the fact that we can even perceive that we can do more. But we need to first accept the way things are and say, I can't make wholesale changes right now, right? I can't rework my whole entire life right now. This is where mindfulness comes in. And this acceptance phase is part of mindfulness, right? We talk about mindfulness as being a state of being in the present moment, not letting the thoughts about the future, not letting these thoughts about our past bleed into the present and give us this negative emotional response. And of course it's going to happen. I mean, I'm talking about it right now. I had to step away from the podcast and immediately I said, oh, look here we go. Oh, another failed project. I'm going to let this go another month with nobody listening or fewer and fewer people listening. I had to come first to a place of acceptance, to take it on myself and say, this is truly how I feel. I'm not going to run from this feeling. I'm going to live here in the present with it and say, all right, what can I do? I can't just drop everything and go to the podcast. Then all the stuff I dropped has been dropped. Let's remember, mindfulness, thinking and acting in unison and focusing on the present. Yes, you're down. Yes, you've let things slip. Let's live with that a minute. Let's think about that. Then let's go forward to that third tenet of mindfulness, self-control. You can't control the future. You can't control the past. You can control yourself in the moment. So what I had to do was get my hands around something that I could handle, something small, something compact, something that I could see fully. In this case, it was that acceptance piece, right? This is the way my life is at the moment. I know I need to return to the podcast, but more importantly, I need to follow through on these other aspects of my life. And then I need to write down, make time in the future to get back to the podcast. And here I am. So I want you to take this away then today. You want more out of life. Perhaps something in your life is not going as well as it could go. It's got you down. Work's tough. Relationships are tough. The kids are out of control. You're eating way too much. You're drinking way too much. Whatever it looks like, there's no judgment here. Come first to a place of acceptance that we're not going to run from that. We're so good at whining and complaining about it and then saying we wish it was different. Well, let's whine and complain and then just shut up for a second and say, all right. That is the case. That is truly what's happening. And yeah, I would like to do something about it. Okay, come to that self-control in the moment. Can we schedule some time to do a little bit of work on this? Can we write down in our journal, in our notebook, in our voice notes on our phone, can we talk about how we're feeling? Right? The monsters under the bed in the future and the ghosts that haunt us from the past. We'll be forever dealing with these things, right? This is not to say that I have some magic antidote, but you can really, truly only do what you can do today. I would say that you can also really only do what you can do in the moment. So this is not a silver bullet that you're going to feel better now, but it's a return to acceptance and it's a return to our body in the present. Can we start to plan? Can we think about what has happened in the past that led us here? And can we begin through control of our breathing, control of our posture, signal to our nervous system that we are not afraid? Can we stand up straight, pushing out our heart, lifting up our chin, pushing our shoulders back, dropping the tailbone, breathing deeply, feeling the belly and the diaphragm and the rib cage expand and signal to our spirit that we are bigger than this feeling. We can control ourselves. I want to hit you with something that's a little bit spiritual, and I would never come on this show and tell you that you have to believe what I believe. I will never come on this show and tell you that I know what God is. In fact, I think that is the greatest act of arrogance of all humanity. To say that we know what God is. Well, if we knew what God is, how could he be a God? And you may say there is no God. Never going to argue that point. But to me, that's the same arrogance. But I have begun to see myself as so much more than my physical body. I believe that there is a spirit in each and every one of us. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that means. I think of it like there's a great eternal bonfire burning. That's the whole of the universe. That's all that there is. That fire is burning. And every so often, you know, you're sitting around the fire, right? And it cracks. It crackles and sparks go flying. From that great eternal bonfire, it crackled. Sparks were shot forth. And one of those sparks was you. One of those sparks was me. You can deny it and you can argue about creationism or whatever. It's not an argument here. It's well known that we are composed of the same materials that compose the stars. We die and we're buried. Those materials return to the earth to be reused. If we are willing to accept that we are more than our physical body, we are made up of the same stuff everywhere, and yet that spiritual fire, that spark within us, it is limited, it is hampered by the physical body. This, to me, is the great challenge of our life, is to accept that we are a fiery, flaming spirit contained within a physical body. And that fiery, flaming spirit, that's the material, that's the energy that will go on after us. But right now, it is tasked with a very, very difficult job, and that is to learn to control the physical body. That is what this podcast is about. Knowing that we are more. Knowing that when we feel down, when we feel in a rut, it is because we are a burning flame that knows that it is capable of more, and yet we have to get over that hump of accepting that we are caged, housed within a physical body, within a nervous system. This fiery spirit of mine and of yours must learn to control the physical body. And it's hard for something so grand and great to accept that it can only act in the present. We can dream up a future, we can dream about a past, we can dream about a life that may have been or could be, but we can't do anything about it. Indeed, we must get our hands on what we can get our hands on today. And teach that spirit to be measured, to stay here in the moment and be mindful of what it can do and not fly away, right? Not become a fugitive, right? Fugue is to fly. Not fly away on these great ideas. And it's not to say we don't express our ideas. It's not to say we don't have great hopes and dreams, but express them responsibly. Work towards them day by day. So, we go forward into spring. We go forward into rebirth. Let's remember. Life is comprised of struggle. But why worsen that struggle by believing that it ought to be different? Accept that struggle. Be grateful that you are even aware. But then remember to come home to that body. Teach that spirit to take control in the moment. I believe that this sort of thinking is what will rescue me for the rest of my life. Still have some hills to climb. Still have great tragedies coming. Great successes as well. Do what you can do today. Do what you can do here now in the moment. Remember that you are made for more. You are capable of more, sure. But don't fly away on those beliefs. At least as I see it, the life that we deserve, the life that we can have, exists only in the moment when we work toward it, mindfully, with acceptance and gratitude. Thank you very much for listening to the Self-Control Podcast. If this content resonates with you, I would love for you to share it with one other person in your life who may find it useful, who may find it interesting. We will have new video episodes rolling out within the next week. We're going to start talking about living a life of distraction. And my whole quest in the last couple of months here is realizing just how distracted I am. And, you know, if we eat distracted, if we live distracted, we drive distracted, we make love distracted, hours and hours of our life distracted. And I'm trying to find a place of focus. And that's part of what today was about. So we'd love to have you subscribe on the YouTube channel as well. We are very, very thankful that you are listening to this podcast on your audio platform of choice. Please leave a review, share it with somebody in your life. We're going to speak again in the next couple of days. And until then, I will wish you the best going forward.